Well, outdoor visitor attractions have reopened today under the latest easing of the COVID-19 restrictions, along with resumption of sports such as golf and tennis and non-contact sports training for the under-18s. The relaxation means that after months of closure, Fota Wildlife Park in Cork was among those able to welcome back the visitors. Our reporter Gail Conway was in Fota, where the residents were as excited as those who'd come to see them.
A lion.
Why do you want to see the lion?
It's a lion, dude.
Roar! And big teeth.
Visitors couldn't wait to return to Fota now that restrictions on outdoor attractions have eased.
Couldn't wait to come back and see the animals. We couldn't, Sadie. She was dying to come back, and we love coming here. We're members, so we're here all of the time.
Did you miss it?
Hugely.
We've been looking forward, and it's a pleasure to be able to take Fionn in here to see the giraffes and the monkeys and whatever.
And what ones are your favourite ones?
And the giraffes.
What is it you like about them?
Because they have long necks and they can reach up so high.
One of the stop-offs on the new one-way system around the park is to see the rhinos.
Meet them?
Yes.
I'll get you some pellets and then you can feed Maya.
Here's the food.
Come, Maya. All you do, you don't need to put your hand in her mouth, so if you're open, you can just thrust it in. There we go.
Will I do it again?
Yeah, go for it. My name is Martin Rodriguez, and I'm a senior ranger here at Fota Wildlife Park. Yes, it's been a lot quieter, I would say, definitely. But yeah, it's been normal day-to-day business here at Fota Wildlife Park, ensuring all the animals are well taken care of and are happy and healthy. And we are just very excited to have all of the public visitors back.
95% of the park's operational costs are reliant on visitor income. It costs €380,000 a month to run the park, whether it's open or closed, with €44,000 alone going on feed.
You can't furlough a giraffe or a rhino or even a lemur for that matter. So it is important that people are in here walking around, and it just brings life back to the soul of the place.
Sean McKeown, Fota director, said the EWSS scheme has been good, but they need to reopen fully. At the moment, they're only allowing 500 people in when they can accommodate around 7,000.
Fiona Walsh is my name, and I'm an animal ranger in the primate section currently. The music going off there, I say that's a bit of a calling from the gibbon, so they're already noticing the crowd. And definitely with the primates, the section I work on, they're very social animals, so they definitely would recognise faces. It'd be kind of like a bit of visual enrichment for them.
And are they curious then?
Definitely curious, especially like the spider monkeys or the gibbons, they would definitely people watch when they're walking by. So yeah, they definitely would notice the crowd smacking.
Today's visitors weren't disappointed, rewarded with this chorus that they've missed for the last few months.
Was this what you're hoping to see?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a rendition. No, it's hilarious. You'd miss the sounds as much as you'd miss like seeing the animals themselves. It's great. It's so cool.
Oh, they make quite a racket, don't they? Obviously delighted to welcome back the visitors at Fota. That report from Gail Conway.